פרגריף חס, וזה בחינס איסור החומר של חומץ בפסח. Now you'll know also why chometz on Pesach is so strictly forbidden. It's such a strict isur. Even the tiniest drop, we don't find this by almost anything else in Judaism, that mashehu is forbidden, and it's isur kores, and you're not even allowed to have it in your house. You know, all the different isurim. Ki be'emes, kishishoyfei anoyam ho'el yein b'shvil ho'ilodo, shaydei zeh nizgal kvoido yisborach. Because the truth is, when this Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing in order to facilitate a Hoylodo, in order to make a birth happen, through which Hashem's Kovoid will be revealed, Azai Gam HaChoivlim Shem HaMoichin Shel Chutz Loretz Boim Gam Kein Lehistakein. Rabbein Zal tells us over there in Likut Imran, when that faucet gets turned on, and that Noyam Ho'elyon starts flowing in order to make a birth happen, the Choyvlim hear about it, and they say, hey, one minute, we're coming too. We want to get in on this also. Because they know that that's an opportunity for them to get a tikkun. When that Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing, that represents so high a level light that sometimes it can even repair the Choyvlim. It can even repair those Moichen of Chutz Loretz. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Chavolim nafluli baneimim. The chavolim fell into me in the neimim. In other words, when that noyam was flowing, the chavolim came and jumped on the bandwagon. Chavolim nafluli baneimim. Kimavoyer kolze b'maymarnal. As Rabbein Azal explains all of this very, very clearly in Torah Ayin Aleph, in the Torah that this halach is based on. Ayin Shom Heitev. Look it over well. Rav Nosson Zal's telling here, I had the privilege yesterday, I had a little time, I sat down and went over that Torah in the Likutei Moharan again, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Rabbein Azal is, you know, this is one of the examples where you see Rabbein Azal is just so great, his understanding of such deep concepts and being able to bring it down and tie, prepare like a choo-choo train where all of it connects perfectly, perfectly. Each piece fits in perfectly with the piece in front of it and piece in back of it to build this whole gorgeous, gorgeous binyan that Rabbein Azal builds in that chapter in Likut Imran. So if you're familiar with that as a base, everything, Rav Nosson Zal's plugging in all of these pieces now. He's plugging in the holiday of Pesach and Yetzias and showing how all of it ties in beautifully to each one of the concepts that Rabbein Azal discusses over there in Likutei Moharan. Avol ikar hashpoas noyam ho'elyon hu kisheyesh kli lekabel hashpoasoi. Rabbein Azal explains over there that in order for that noyam ho'elyon to flow, you have to prepare something for it. You have to prepare a vessel which can receive it, which can receive that noyam ho'elyon. V'hakli nase al yedei tzedaka. The vessel that needs to be prepared to receive that noyam ho'elyon, which is going to result in a birth and all kinds of, that keli, the way you create it is through tzedaka. Shehu nedivu slave. Tzedaka is an expression of generosity of the heart, the goodness in a person's heart. That's the wording in the Chumash. Kol nediv lev yevieho eis trumas Hashem. Each person who has a feeling in his heart, a good feeling in his heart of wanting to give, that's what stuck is. Stuck is the product of the good skite in a Jew's heart. Shaydeze nase kli lekabel shalhoiven derechimusa. Stucker is what prepares the vessel to be able to receive that fiery love. This is the terminology used in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shalhuven derechimusa. Shalheves means a flame. Rechimusa means of love. And again, this is another term for noyam ho'elyon. Shaydeze bo ha'hoylodo. And this is what causes a birth to take place. The noyam ho'elyon flowing, this shalhuven derechimusa, by first being preceded by somebody having prepared a keli for that noyam ho'elyon, which is Stucker, through Stucker. Shaydeze nizgale hakovoid. And we said that when there's a birth, that's a tremendous revelation of the kovoid of Hashem. Vazai So when all of this action is happening, the keli was prepared through tzedakah, the noyam ha'elyon is flowing, all of it, there's going to be a ha'ilada, which is going to be a major hizgalus of the kavod of Hashem. V'azai ha'moichin shel chutz loretz yecholin lehistakein gamkein. When all of that action is happening, the moichin of chutz loretz have an opportunity to get their tikkun also. They can also get in on this. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, chavolim nafluli baneimim, that when the ne'imim is flowing, when the ne'imim is at full power, the chavolim can fall into line also. They can come and join, and they can get fixed up. Just like, for example, the k'toiris. Remember, the k'toiris was made up of 10 fabulous-smelling spices. And to that, you were able to put chelbana, which had a terrible odor. When it got put into the k'toiris, the whole thing gave forth an unbelievable reyach toiv. Kimavur shom, as Rabbein Azal explains over there, ayin shom heitev kol ze b'mayim ranal. Rav Nosson Zal keeps shooting again and again. Look over that chapter in Likutei Moran well. He's telling you that to really appreciate this, you're going to need a grasp of that Torah in Likutei Moran. Aval b'mitzrayim lo yhoyu Yisrael yecholim lasos kli b'shleimus lekabel shefa noyem ha'elyon shubechinas oiro yisel yoinem oid sheshpia alayim. Stop. But in Egypt, the Jews couldn't create that kli properly that's needed to receive that flow of noyem ha'elyon, which represents incredible heavenly lights, which shehishpia alim Hashem Yisborach, which Hashem shined down upon us, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, at the time that we left Egypt, lemala mihamida, which was way above and beyond what we deserved or what was appropriate at the time. In other words, Hashem turned on a billion watt bulb at that time when it came to yitzias Mitzrayim. Kamuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal, that we were not capable of preparing the keli to receive the real super incredible bright light that Hashem used to bring about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki lo yehoyu yecholim lekayim mitzvah tzedakah bepshitus. Because we couldn't really fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah in its simplest form. Ki kulam hoyu ba'anius begolus. Because all the Jews were very poor in exile. We were slaves, servants. We weren't paid under wage. We weren't paid at all. That's number one. Number two, gam ikar hatzdokah hu kishayesh toira. Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important statement here, defining tzedakah. The main effectiveness of tzedakah, the main value of the mitzvah of tzedakah is when there is toira. Ki ikar mailas hatzdokah hu shal yidei ze shehu mashpia le'echod miYisrael u'mechayo yisoi, is by the fact that I'm giving a Jew money or food or whatever it is, and thereby I'm giving him life, and that poor person now can go ahead and do mitzvahs. He can daven and learn Torah and send his kids to yeshiva, you know, do all the different mitzvahs, thereby elevating the kavod of Hashem. So therefore, the real effectiveness of tzedakah is dependent on Torah. And therefore, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Torah had not yet been given, there was something lacking, there was something terribly lacking in being able to perform, to have the full effectiveness of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Which means that, for example, when big wealthy people have an opportunity to give major money, and some of them give to hospitals, and some of them give to food kitchens, and so people give to all kinds of different causes that are close to their heart, Rav Nosson Zal is reminding us here that one of the most important factors in tzedakah is kavod Hashem. That's what the whole creation's all about. That's what, you know, and therefore, if a person's giving tzedakah to a hospital, let's say, of non-Jews, you know, where there's no Yiddishkeit at all, no Judaism, you know, where there isn't going to be any kvoid shamayim, other than that person's going to receive honor, that he was so great, he donated $30 million to this Presbyterian, no, to a certain hospital, to help people physically in need, physically live. It is an accomplishment, but it's a very minor accomplishment compared to helping Jews who are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, where a Jew there who's going to be helped, who's going to be given money or food or whatever, will be able to use it to perform mitzvahs and ma'asim tov, Torah mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And again, then again, there's this issue of supporting actual Torah institutions, Limud HaTorah, which is one of the highest forms of Kavod of Hashem, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam.